Let's be real. For some people, seeing a contemporary dance performance doesn't sound like an exciting experience. But if that performance is by Axis Dance Company, you may be in for a surprise.
People seeing us for the first time often say that it's mind-blowing.
Judith Smith is the artistic director and a founding member of Axis, and she's not just tooting her company's horn. Axis pioneered a dance form called physically integrated dance, which uses both disabled and non-disabled dancers. Though Axis has been around for more than 20 years, it's still rare to see this kind of work. KALW's Jen Sheehan visited the company's home base in downtown Oakland to tell us more.
Three dancers are sweating under their choreographer's demanding eye. They turn, jump, and lean into each other, flowing across the room. The sound of bare feet mixes with the squeaking of rubber against the floor. That's the sound of dancer Joel Brown's wheelchair. As he propels into a turn, the other dancers, Sanchere Giles and Sebastian Grubb, match his movements, but on their feet. Then choreographer Mark Brew stops them. Brew, who's been watching from the front of the studio, glides over to the trio. He's also in a wheelchair.
I have one thing, it's a really little detail I know I keep saying about. It's this whole jump to the side and the scribble. There's just something a little bit...
I think that we've redefined dance, we've redefined dancer, we have a different, more expanded view of what virtuosity is.
Judith Smith is the artistic director of Axis. She grew up riding horses, but didn't start dancing until her early 20s, after a car accident left her in a wheelchair. She helped co-found Axis in 1987.
In the original group, there were six of us, and three of them were non-disabled dancers, and then three of us were disabled.
At first, the dancers choreographed for each other, and they were successful, launching their first national tour just 3 years after the company was founded. But 10 years in, Smith took on the role of artistic director, and she had a new vision.
Those of us that had been dancing with the company from the beginning were realizing that we weren't really growing. It felt like we were kind of recycling movement, recycling the same piece and putting things in a different order. And, you know, I got very restless and so did some of the other dancers.
So Axis started commissioning well-known choreographers to work with the company. It's a move that's paid off. Over the past 15 years, Axis has become one of the most highly regarded dance companies in the Bay Area. Smith says in the beginning, people weren't sure if Axis was doing art or a therapy. To her, it's very clear.
We're not a disabled dance company. We're not a wheelchair dance company. We're a contemporary dance company.
But the performances are just one part of the company's mission. Smith says that from the start, education and outreach have also been important.
Early on, right after we started performing, people would come up and say, "Where can I learn to do this?" And we had nowhere to send them.
So they started by hosting a monthly community dance jam. And as time went on, they added regular classes for both disabled and non-disabled people, intensive workshops, and performances in schools. Education now makes up about half of what Axis does. Bonnie Lukowitz and Annika Presley are leading dance class for a group of special needs students at Cornell Elementary School in Albany. Presley is the education director at Axis. She says that rather than drilling specific forms, the classes try to help students discover their own inherent dance vocabulary.
I think a lot of students, especially with disabilities, are always told what to do exactly. And what I love about working with Axis is that we give them that freedom to find movement within their own bodies.
I really get a lot of joy out of sharing the idea that dance is possible for everyone.
Bonnie Lukowitz is a founding member of Axis.
And seeing people really open up to dance and to appreciate what we can do and instead of focusing on what we can't do.
The classes are also a good way to train and recruit new dancers for the company.
People with disabilities are not going to be able to get a good dance education. yet in the general public. And in order for us to have dancers and, you know, to train dancers, we necessarily have to do it ourselves.
Artistic director Judith Smith says they're even developing a university degree program so that dancers with and without disabilities can train at a high level together. And in a way, the performances themselves are a kind of education for the audience.
You don't see disabled people on stage much. You don't see disabled people and non-disabled people on stage, you know, performing and collaborating as equals much. And so I think, you know, the work that we do is still, in a lot of ways, very revolutionary.
And this revolution is one where everyone can dance. For Cross Currents, I'm Jen Cheehan.